AP News for Friday, January 28th. I'm Tim McGuire. Russia claims it won't start a war with Ukraine, but President Vladimir Putin's government says the U.S. and NATO are ignoring his demands.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov telling reporters the Kremlin doesn't want a war, but neither will it let its interests be trampled on and ignored. President Vladimir Putin delivered the same message in a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron, charging the West has failed to even consider Russia's key concerns. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's military buildup near Ukraine continues, and while its intentions are unclear, NATO is ready either way.
To engage in political dialogue, but we're also ready to respond if Russia chooses an armed conflict.
As for Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian military action remains a distinct possibility, but panic isn't helping, potentially destabilizing the country economically. I'm Ben Thomas.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley strongly encourages Russia to stand down.
Success here is through dialogue.
Arriving just hours after a bridge collapsed, President Joe Biden had striking evidence in Pittsburgh supporting a new infrastructure law.
We're going to rebuild that bridge, along with thousands of other bridges in Pennsylvania and across the country, because it's in our interest, for our own safety's sake. And it generates commerce in a way that we can't do now.
Minor injuries were reported from that collapse. Millions of people around the East Coast brace for blizzard conditions. Forecasters say 2 or more feet of snow could fall along the coast from the Delmarva Peninsula to Maine. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
Begin across the coastal mid-Atlantic this evening and then move up towards New York City, Long Island by tonight. And then it'll be into Boston by later tonight. And then into eastern New England through the day Saturday.
This is AP News. The Alaska Supreme Court upholds a dismissal of a lawsuit filed by 16 young Alaskans who claimed long-term effects of climate change interfere with their individual constitutional rights. A lower court dismissed the case in 2018. Virginia's newly elected attorney general says state colleges don't have the legal right to order vaccines for students.
Virginia's new Republican attorney general issued a legal opinion Friday saying state colleges and universities in the Commonwealth cannot require students to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Attorney General Jason Meares issued the opinion, saying because the state legislature has not passed any law specifically mandating coronavirus vaccines for students, colleges and universities don't have the authority to require them. Many public colleges and universities in the state have required COVID-19 vaccinations for students. The list includes the University of Virginia, Virginia Tech, Virginia Commonwealth University, and the University of Mary Washington. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.